and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James and I host the studio at Marketing Showcase events up and down the UK, where we get the chance to chat to experts from, well, every element of the marketing world about what they're working on, along with the latest trends in marketing, what's really working for them and what's not, their wins and their challenges, and lots, lots more.
Hi, I'm Richard Mickey from The Marketing Optimist.
Thank you for joining us. You are our first guest of the day here
at
Old Trafford in Manchester. It's been gorgeous weather for the last month or so. We come to Manchester, what happens? It rains. It's just, that's the way that it happens, isn't it?
Yeah, the M62 wasn't a lot of fun. A lot of drizzle over that hill.
Quite foggy as well.
Yeah.
You are exhibiting here at Marketing Showcase today?
Yes, yeah. We've done it for the last 3 years. We tend to stick to the M62 corridor because we're based in Leeds, but it makes sense for us to kind of come over to Manchester. We've done Liverpool before, and we've dipped down to Sheffield a couple of times as well.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about Marketing Optimist, about the business, what you do and stuff like that.
Yeah, so we've been around for 9 years. In fact, we celebrate our ninth year in May, and we focus on marketing strategy first, because that's really, really important. And then we take that down to website build and SEO. And we also do social media. So we do the paid and the organic social media. And then we do all the bits in between. So we still do the video work and all those other things that you have to do, because marketing's now become a round thing and it's difficult to silo yourself.
Before we started recording earlier on this morning, you came up to me and you went, "Oh, James, I'm so bored of AI." Elaborate a little bit on that if you would do.
So AI is literally everywhere, and I know it's not a surprise to anybody. And it does some great things. So lots of stuff it does with data and really clever stuff is amazing. But what the problem is at the minute is with ChatGPT and Perplexity and all those other ones, is that people are basically using it as a toy. So there's so many people, I'm sure you saw on LinkedIn, the kind of people in toys. There was a proliferation a couple of months ago, and just every single post was somebody in a toy. It's like, yeah, the first one was funny. The 3,000th one really, really wasn't funny. And so people do a lot of playing with it, and people put too much trust in it. And there's so many things where it will just ghost lots of information and just make facts up. It will basically, so the way AI works is it looks at everyone else's existing content, and you ask it a question and it goes, "Well, I've got all these sources, I'm going to mash them all together and give you an answer." But by mashing it all together and then putting that, then you put that out, and then AI goes out and sucks that back in again and then mashes it all up. Everyone is going to become bland mush. So AI definitely has its uses, and for content creators, I'm not going to say never use it, but just use it as an inspiration. It's really good if you've got a blank page, because that's horrible. The worst thing for a copywriter or anybody like that, starting off with a blank page, stick it in AI, get some ideas, fine. But then don't just let the AI do the work. Use it as an inspiration, then do your own work. And make it personal, because at the end of the day, as marketers, we're trying to sell to people. People don't get sold to by computers. Computers aren't going to buy your stuff.
Mm.
And I read something the other day that said, if you can't be asked to write it, why should I be asked to read it?
Mm.
And I think that's really key. Yes, you can throw out a million bits of content really, really cheaply and easily, but is it any good? What was the point of doing all this content if it was all just mush rubbish? So I'm kind of bored with it, with that kind of, that end of AI. It can do amazing things and it will continue to do amazing things, and we can't ignore it. But I think people need to put their own spin on it to make it more effective.
We kind of live in a world that's kind of a little bit black and white, isn't it? People want to say, well, AI is going to do everything. So it's either going to do nothing or everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, but there is somewhere in there, there's a nice medium that we'll settle into eventually.
Yeah.
We can stop thinking about, well, is it going to take over the world? Because it's probably not. And yeah, maybe I'm just really suspicious, but when people were doing that thing with the toys, and I'm like, well, you've got to give it some information about yourself for it to create that. And I'm like, who's storing that information? What are they doing with that? Like, I'm incredibly suspicious of anything that says, we need these personal details about you to be able to do this wonderful thing. And we'll just hang on to those for a few years or decades or, not sure about that. Yeah, authenticity in marketing. It's a bit of a buzz phrase, isn't it? People kind of say a lot about, like, authenticity. But it's, for me, it's a bit weird, because obviously podcasting is literally people talking to each other. And a couple of people said to me, oh, are you worried about kind of AI being able to recreate people's voices? And someone even said, oh, you know, I kind of made a podcast episode from a blog the other day, and I just fed it into AI and it recorded it for me. And I was like, that's not remotely human. And, you know, am I worried about AI like taking over podcasting? No, not really.
No.
Because, you know, we do have this desire, don't we, for like humans and people and opinions and the unexpected.
Yeah.
And someone saying something that maybe you weren't really, you know, ready for, or someone that explains something by telling a story that goes off in all kinds of different directions. Yeah. And that's a really human thing. So, you know, authenticity for me also means human.
Yeah, yeah. I think that thought of taking a blog and making it a podcast, I think the idea is great. That's a brilliant idea. But the thing is, you can write something and then you'll sit and you'll edit it. And if I gave AI one of my blogs, it wouldn't sound like me. It wouldn't add my extra things where I just go, actually, I've just thought of something while I'm talking.
Yeah.
And I add that extra bit of value. And it wouldn't be me. It would just be an approximation of me. And then you can tell I've got a very strong Yorkshire accent. So if I gave a blog to AI and said, produce me a podcast, AI is really, really clever. But I don't think it's cracked Yorkshire yet. And so I think if whatever come out, whatever the end result was, would not sound like me. It just wouldn't. I just can't see it yet. I mean, maybe that'll be the great leap in AI, and I'll believe it at that point. When AI cracks Yorkshire, then maybe I should pack up and go home.
I've got this weird thing going through my head now for like a Yorkshire AI bot, where you ask it something, it says, just a sec, love, I'm finding that for thee now.
Yeah, I've got a name for it. It's called A-Up.
Brilliant. You're onto something there.
I'm going to go and register that straight away.
See, part of the problem with AI as well is that it's seeking perfection. And we're not perfect.
No.
You know, we do, when we tell stories, we do go off on tangents and say something that we think is really clever and really funny. And then actually, it's maybe not. But that's just part of it. And AI is probably a little bit too polished, or it's kind of, you know, striving to be something that's a little bit too polished, and loses that human.
I've seen people, somebody posted this morning actually, and said, I'd love to see some spelling mistakes in posts.
Yeah.
Some kind of bad formatting, some spelling mistakes, some life. Because then at least I know it's a human who's just like jotted off a LinkedIn post in 2 seconds. And I do, I'm awful for that. I have to go back and edit mine, because I go, oh God, I've mashed a load of letters together because I'm using my thumbs or whatever. But it's human. It means that I've written it. And the human element, as much as AI is going to take over the world, the human element is never going to go away. I can't see that happening.
So takeaways from this episode are, be more authentic, make spelling mistakes in your LinkedIn posts. Just double checking, that is what you were encouraging?
Maybe. I don't know.
Don't worry too much about making mistakes, because it's human. So we're kind of reaching a point where we're saying AI is not going to take over the world. It's probably not the future of marketing. So what is? Where do you think things are going to go?
I think there's a mixture of all sorts of things. I'm old enough to remember before the internet, so I started off in direct mail, and then the internet came, and everything's gone, oh, the internet's going to change everything. And yeah, it changed a lot, but it's not everything. So people still do direct mail. People still make videos like they did before. People still doing TV programs. Again, imagine when TV came along, people said, that's the death of radio.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not, because actually we're doing a podcast now, and that's basically radio.
Yeah.
So it's all gone full circle. So AI is not going to go away. It's going to be really, really helpful, but it's not going to be everything. It'll be useful. There are so many tools that came up and down, like the NFTs. And was it NFTs that were the little images that were supposed to change everything? And then people realised they were paying $200,000 for a JPEG.
Weird.
It didn't change everything, did it?
How was that even a thing?
I don't know, but at one point...
a weird memory a few years ago where I was like, saying to several people, I don't understand this thing. Please can someone explain to me what this non-fungible, like, whatever it was. No, and no one managed to explain it to me. And thankfully, it's now vanished without me ever having to really understand what it was.
All that money into NFTs.
Crazy.
I don't know what's happened to them, but yeah.
Well, thank you for stopping by for a chat. Enjoy the rest of your day here at Marketing Showcase, and I'm sure we'll catch up again soon.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.